Turbo compound Deltic was planned for naval use and a prototype was built. This used the Deltic engine as a gas generator inside a gas turbine for a hope 6,000 horsepower. But as the engineers who knew the project had predicted, it had a conrod failure at 5,600 horsepower. As gas turbine technology improved, the compound Deltic idea was dropped in favour of pure gas turbine engines, even though it would have been more efficient. In the late 1950s and early 1960s, the UK was transitioning from steam to diesel to power its railways, and the Deltic was seen as a potential power unit for high-speed locomotives. A prototype loco called the Deltic, after its engine, ran from 1955 to 1960, covering 450,000 miles on the East and West Coast mainlines. From this prototype, in 1959, British Rail created the Class 23, and then in 1961-62, the Class 55 locomotives, although they became more commonly known by the name of the Baby Deltic and the Deltic, respectively. In 1961-62, 22 Deltics entered service and replaced 55 steam locos, including Pacific and A4 class locos like the Mallard, the fastest steam engine in the world. This was possible because they were not only more powerful, but they also didn't need the preparation, fueling, firing, and cleaning between runs that steam engines did. The Class 23 Baby Deltics used a single turbocharged 9-cylinder engine rated at 1100 horsepower, and the Class 55s used two mechanically blown 18-cylinder engines rated at 1680 horsepower each, giving a total output of over 3,300 horsepower and making the Class 55s one of the most powerful and fastest diesel locomotives in the world at the time. Using two lower-tuned engines instead of one high-performance one was done to extend the working life of the engine between major rebuilds. The Class 55s could pull 13 coaches from London to Edinburgh on the East Coast Main Line at an average speed of around 100 miles an hour, with up to 114 miles an hour on flat sections and 125 on the downhill ones. Although a Super Deltic Class 51 was proposed with two turbocharged 18-cylinder engines, it was never made. But if it had have been, it would have had up to 4,600 horsepower, making it the most powerful locomotive in the world. In total, 44 Deltic engines were ordered plus 13 spares. The Deltic locos were the first in British Rail's history to be designed for high availability, so if there was a fault with an engine, they could swap the whole engine out in a day for a spare one and then return the loco to service rather than fix the engine in situ, which could take days or even weeks depending on the spare's availability. The Deltic locos were phased out of high-speed mainline duties